At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, you mentioned at the top of the hour that we were going to hit the Deshaun Watson story from a unique angle that many people may not address, but it's somewhat the elephant in the room, too.
Right.
And that is, go ahead.
I'm going to say, and Chris and I, we just think differently. We're not better than anybody, just have different thoughts on how some of these things play out, and while most people are celebrating Deshaun Watson's triumphant return to the NFL and the guaranteed contract, and isn't this great, I'm left empty, Chris, and a little bothered by how we see things play out in this league. And I'm going to let you start, okay? That's what I wanted to say set it up.
Yeah, I'm not left empty because I've accepted that it is what it is. I mean, we're talking about Deshaun Watson, who was cleared at least of criminal charges in this sexual harassment case, right? Situation. But there, so he won't have any jail time, and that's why this is heated up and he got traded and teams really were going after him hard. But he still does have 22 women suing him civilly for, sexual harassment. And if you read any of the details about it, it's some ugly stuff that you obviously would never want any woman to go through. But sometimes it makes it even easier to understand and feel when you think of maybe a family member, a wife, a daughter, a cousin, a niece, a friend,
yep,
a coworker going through something like that, and you would be disgusted. But Rob, the reason I say I'm not empty is just because, I mean, this is sports, and it's not just sports, and I'm going to say that too. It's not just sports. It is society now. We had a president who's on the record saying he sexually harassed women.
Right.
And he was got elected. That was before he was president.
And he was elected.
And he was elected.
No doubt about it.
We had a president.
We had audio. We heard it, Chris. We heard the audio.
Yes, we heard it.
We heard it. Not a hearsay, not a scorned woman or somebody who was in his past. We heard it from his own mouth. Yes.
Yes, laughing about it. And he was still able to be elected president. So I warn you against getting self-righteous, because a lot of people had no issues with that. And we had a president who, Rob, took advantage of an intern. You imagine you send your daughter she's got an internship at the White House and you're excited about it, and the president takes advantage of her in that way. So both sides, don't you get self-righteous. So this is not just sports. This is where we're at now as a society. And I'm looking at Deshaun Watson, and again, Rob, Tyreek Hill, who I love as a player, he pled guilty to strangling and punching his pregnant fiance or girlfriend at the time. Kareem Hunt, we heard him on
we saw him kicking a woman. Yep.
And we know guys, domestic violence, whatever it may be, other guys who are in the league for stuff like that. So I'm not surprised. This is just the situation as it is. But here's what I wanted to say, Robin, what sparked me to feel this way was Colin Kaepernick. We got to really look at this situation. Deshaun Watson and others, it's not just him, are rewarded with multi-million dollar contracts, will be celebrated for what they do on the field, despite their indiscretions, some of which are horrendous. And yet, Colin Kaepernick, who went to bat, who came to the defense, so to speak, you know, symbolically, of American citizens, defenseless, innocent American citizens, peacefully, I might add, and he can't get in the league? And it's not just the league. I would argue, Rob, the reason he can't get in the league is because certain teams and owners know that the fans wouldn't have it. The fans would tune you out. The fans would boo you. The fans might stop going to your games. And that's just sad. You can disagree with Colin Kaepernick, fine. But we got guys in the league who've done terrible things. And we got a guy in the league who took a stand, no pun intended, for other American citizens, voiceless American citizens, whether you agree with him or not. And he has been punished. He has lost his career because of that. And I would say that the American flag and the national anthem are symbols that represent American people. The people that the flag and the song represent are more important than the song and the flag themselves. And that's who Colin Kaepernick stood up for. The people that the flag and the song represent. And he said it's not representing them right now. And so I can't get with it. So I think it's a sad state of affairs when a guy like that, who was willing to sacrifice for other American citizens, gets blackballed, not just, again, by the owners, but by a lot of fans, the fan base. And then you've got other guys who've done hideous things, and they're going to be praised and celebrated and cheered and nobody thinks anything of it.
Can't agree with you more. It is the biggest travesty, Chris, in the history of sports. Make no mistake about it. For real. And you talked about the things, the voiceless, the helpless, Chris. We know. We've been on the side of the road being pulled over, and it's our word against the cop. I've been there. And when people took to the street in 2020, and then the commissioner, oh, yeah, we made a mistake, and all these other players want to kneel and whatnot. And, Chris, you're right. The sports fans did them wrong. The owners of the National Football League did him wrong. But his own damn brothers who play in that league, Chris, turned their backs on Colin Kaepernick. And then after it, they want to kneel down and have all these marches and, yeah, you know what, yeah, blah, blah. Yeah, really? When he needed you, you turned your backs on him. You didn't have to force anybody to say, if this guy's not in the league, we're not playing. Chris, how quick would he been on a team? How quickly?
Within days. You wouldn't have had to give anything up. Real talk, right?
Nothing.
They wouldn't have gave nothing up.
Just like we saw the NBA players when they told Adam Silver, we're not playing we're going to stop playing the playoff games.
Right.
If Donald Sterling continued to be an owner in this league after they heard those tapes, what happened, Chris? Lickety-split. Donald Sterling was removed as owner, and that team was sold.
Right.
Lickety-split. And all you people didn't want to hear it. He didn't deserve what you did to him. He did not deserve that. He didn't make other people kneel down. He didn't even make a big stink about it, Chris, or hand out a press release about it.
Absolutely.
And then he was told by Green Beret?
Army Ranger.
Ranger?
I believe it was an Army Ranger. But
who told him to kneel, Chris? A military guy told him to kneel, that it was more respectful. And that's what he did. Go ahead and celebrate Deshaun Watson and his $230 million guaranteed contract and all that if you want. It's empty to me and it's hollow. Because of what this league, and Chris knows it. You can laugh if you want. Well, when they were calling it the National Felony League, it was for a reason. But everybody else gets 2 and 3 chances. I believe in second chances, Chris. I do. You know why they put erasers on pencils? Because people make mistakes. So I get that. But what they did to Colin Kaepernick, I can't get over.
That's the thing. And nobody's saying Deshaun Watson should. I'm not saying at least
I'm not
he should
either.
Be in the league. Right. For all we know, I mean, obviously 22-1 is a big number.
The chances
but, you know,
are
he
right,
might be
right.
innocent. We don't know. He's going to get his day in court. And even if he made those mistakes in the past, it doesn't mean he can't change. Right. And so I'm not saying that we're not saying at all he shouldn't be in the league or be given, like Rob said, a second chance. We're just saying, where's the balance?
What kind of league is this?
Right, how is it that Kaepernick couldn't get a second chance?
And this situation, as soon as it wasn't criminal and they could actually use him, Chris, that's why they didn't touch him, because not that it was the type of cases, it was because he wouldn't be available. That's why they weren't interested.
Right,
not like, oh my God, I can't bring this guy into my organization. And I Absolutely. Don't know what the press conference is, Chris, but I'll be listening. Because those damn reporters in Cleveland, I want to hear what they asked the owner, what they asked the general manager, and what they asked Deshaun Watson right. about his behavior.
Right.
And whether or not you're cool with that. Or how do you justify it? Or make it right in your head to go out and root and cheer. And it happens all the time. He's not the only one. We're not picking on him. But this is a pattern in the National Football League, and it stinks.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com today.
He is a great broadcaster, was a great friend back at the old place, is a great friend, doing a terrific job on WKYC-TV in Cleveland, Ohio. You know him, our man Jay Crawford. Jay, what up,
Jay,
brother?
Hey.
Hey, Chris and Rob, you mean you're not going to bring your guests out to Las Vegas this week?
I know, right? It would be sweet, right? I know.
Right,
Vegas.
Right.
Vegas isn't ready for the three of us.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
It was hard enough when we were on that first take set, the three of us and Skip, right?
Yes,
I know. That was like sensory overload. We would be bad for Vegas.
Right, yes. Right. How you doing, man? How's everything?
I'm great, and it's always great to hear your guys' voice. Always puts a smile on my face.
Well, look, there's obviously plenty of going,
what's
plenty
going
on
in
Cleveland. What is your
really
reaction?
Here.
Right.
Yeah. Wait a minute. The Guardians played last night, didn't they? Spring training, right?
What is your reaction, Jay, to the Browns getting Deshaun Watson and the general reaction around the city?
Well, you know, obviously it's mixed. They're getting, I believe, a top 5 to top 10 quarterback in Deshaun Watson. The price is steep, and yep. I'm sure you guys have probably talked about the fact that, you know, the highest paid paid quarterback in the league has never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
So, you know, there's that. And just because he's now the highest paid doesn't mean it's a slam dunk for a Super Bowl. And this trade, guys, was an all or nothing deal. History will record this as either a colossal failure or a slam dunk success. And the only thing that will decide whether or not it's one or the other will be whether or not they win a Super Bowl. Anything short of winning a Super Bowl, this is a failure.
Now, Jay, what about the Deshaun baggage that he brings, which is big? And have we heard from the Browns yet? Or I guess they haven't had the press conference yet. But what's the buzz about that? And you know the reputation, and we know the criminal charges were dismissed, but he still has the pending civil suits from 22 women. What are people talking about that aspect of him?
Well, that's a big part of the story, guys. Obviously, that's why I think the news is the reaction here is really mixed, because
there is a little pushback by some people?
There's absolutely pushback.
Okay.
100%.
Wow. Okay.
There is, you know, on social media throughout the evening and really going all the way back to the early morning or the early afternoon hours when the story broke. That's part of this story. That's a big part of this story. And, you know, look, I know that there were no criminal charges. So it's not like it was an acquittal. It didn't even get to the stages of charges. But that being said, it wasn't one or two or three or five. It was 22, and you know that's tough to get over that, guys.
Right, right.
And
this, yeah, we just mentioned that. Yeah, we just mentioned
part of him. And, you know, yeah, it's going to be part of him, and he's going to face pushback from fans here. I'm told that the Browns did a thorough investigation, and they felt they felt comfortable with his character and everything else to go ahead and make this deal. But you know, this is even if you take that part of it away, and you can't because that's a big part of this. But if you just look at it from a football standpoint only, guys, this is $45 million a year. The Cleveland Browns have never had to operate under a salary cap structure where they were paying a quarterback max money, you know, like top of the league, $30 million a year money. And that $30 million number used to be the standard. And with Aaron Rodgers' recent deal,
right,
he blew that up. But this one now blows that up because these are guaranteed dollars. And so now you have to figure out, guys, how you put a competitive team around him with the salary constraints that they now have. That's why they let J.C. Treader go yesterday, a five-year stalwart at center who is the anchor of one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. So already you've taken a step back at one of the position groups that I feel is the most important in the game. Offensive line. The day before that, they released tight end Austin Hooper, who granted has been a big bust here in Cleveland. He was being paid a lot of money. I don't think there's many fans that are crying over that one, but the Treader move was a head scratcher. So, you're giving up such a large percentage of your salary cap for one guy, and it's going to be tough to put that competitive team around him that's good enough to win a Super Bowl. We'll see.
Let me ask you that as we jump into the Super Bowl, but what about even in that division? We know it's a tough division, one of the best. Obviously, Joe Burrow and the Bengals, nobody expected that. We don't know. You know how the NFL is, Jay. The Bengals might not make the playoffs next year. You just don't know how much that was a nobody knew they were coming thing, or are they here to stay. We know how good the Ravens are, right? And they were all hurt last year, so we think that they'll bounce back. And then the Steelers have never had a losing season with Mike Tomlin, and they're making some changes. Where do the Browns fit in, especially if Deshaun Watson is maybe suspended for 6 or 8 games? I mean, is this about next year?
If he gets a lengthy suspension, and I would call anything over 4 lengthy, I get the sense it would be around 4. But I don't know. I mean, the league has surprised us before on both, going both ways. They've surprised us.
You remember Ray Rice only got 2 initially, and we saw the video.
Initially, it was 2, and we were all like, wait a minute, what? And then the video came out, and the guy never touched an NFL piece of grass again. So you don't know how the league's going to respond. But if it is a lengthy suspension, anything over 4, then it's going to be really interesting to see what happens next year, because as you guys know, that first quarter of the season is hugely important. I think the only quarter of the season that's more important is the last quarter.
Right.
You've got to set the tone in those first 4 games. And, you know, we saw when the Steelers had to play without Ben Roethlisberger, you just got to, by hook or crook, you got to manage those 4 games and hope to win. Something that I'd keep an eye on is that Case Keenum was expected to be released sometime today.
Not now.
If he's on the roster tomorrow, he gets an extra $1 million. So, well, it looks like now they've got to keep him, guys.
Right. They have to. He's your backup.
Right. Baker is certainly going to be dealt. And if you've got a guy like Case that can navigate the first 4 games, you know, your target there is to maybe split him and go .500. You can do that with a guy like Keenum.
Right.
It's really difficult to do that if you draft a guy or you try to find another second or third tier backup to come in and play that role. So that's going to be really difficult for the Browns. So you don't know what's going to happen there. But to your point about the division, you've got Lamar Jackson, who's an MVP caliber talent and won the Heisman Trophy in college. You've got Joe Burrow, who won the Heisman, won the national championship, and damn near won the Super Bowl, and that's something that no player has ever done. That triumphant. And then you've got now Mitch Trubisky in Pittsburgh, and you've got Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. Deshaun was a Heisman runner-up, a perennial Pro Bowl talent. So this division has become all about the quarterbacks. I mean, you've got tremendous quarterback play in this division. And to your point about you don't know what's going to happen next year, you know, in 2020, the Bengals were 4-12. Now, granted, they had to go without Joe Burrow, but they were 4-12, and the Browns were 11-5.
Yep.
And a year later, the Browns are underwater, and the Bengals are in the Super Bowl. So you just have to get great play out of that position. And this, I think, puts them in a spot where they're going to be on a lot of teams' radars as the team to watch in the AFC North and maybe the AFC.
Jay, we got a minute left for your answer. What was the reaction in Cleveland to Baker's tweet? And the adult in the room, or we need an adult at that position, comment was harsh, but was it accurate? I mean, you're around Cleveland. You know, you may have heard things about that aren't out there publicly. Do you think that was accurate, and what was the fans' reaction to kind of Baker's tweet? Which I thought his tweet was immature.
It was. I'll tell you, the reaction was mixed, just like everything Baker Mayfield. He is so polarizing.
Right.
You know, this city is split right down the middle. Half the city loves him and thinks he was given a raw deal because he played injured last year. And they remember him as the guy that won their first playoff game in 26 years.
Right.
You know, so you've got 2020 Baker. Then you've got 2021 Baker.
Yep.
And it's split right down the middle. Half the fan base remember the 2020 Baker. Half the fan base remember the 2021 Baker. I will say this. I think what led Baker to come out and ask for a trade was the comment that was attributed to Chris Mortensen, attributed to Browns management, saying they wanted an adult at that position. There is some validity to that. There are things that Baker involves himself in that no organization can really sign off on. It's the social nonsense, and there are times where he's too thin-skinned. He reacts too knee-jerk. They want a guy that has earplugs in, head down, do the work, ignore the noise, just go win football games. And Baker wasn't that guy. And quite frankly, guys, I don't know that he can ever be that guy. It's not who he is.
All right, Jay.
All right, Jay.
Appreciate you.
Great stuff. That's our man, Jay Crawford, WKYC in Cleveland.
Our buddy, Jay Crawford.
Keep up the great work, my man.
I will, guys. Always good to be on with you. Take care.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rob, we're going to go back to the story of the day, which, of course, is Deshaun Watson deciding, to the surprise of many, all, that he wants to play in Cleveland. And they gave him $230 million guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
That's the biggest guaranteed purse of any player in NFL history. Good for him. But you have an interesting take on this.
I really do, Chris. And, you know, I'm happy because, you know, I've always been a proponent and an advocate of NFL players, Chris, getting guaranteed money. The league has $13 billion. It's a $13 billion industry. The league likes to brag about all the money it makes, but it doesn't take care of the players, Chris, like they should. And I get it. There are a lot more players, but they make a lot of money. They don't play as many games. They don't have minor leagues, Chris, like the NBA and baseball does and hockey. Right. You know, there's a lot of expenses with having minor league operations. Right? They don't have any of that. No expenses on that. The they don't do a good job with the health care for the players. So I'm all about the guaranteed contracts. They don't have to be 10-year contracts in the NFL, but if they're real contracts, 3 years, 2 years, Chris, fully guaranteed. If a player fails, you don't have to pay him again. If he succeeds, you re-up, Chris, right? And pay the guy's money. That's all I'm saying. But I thought Patrick Mahomes should have been this guy and should have carried the mantle of guaranteed contracts. Now, Deshaun Watson has this, Chris, but he has it because he had leverage over the Browns because of where they were. You know, like, they had no choice. They had already alienated, right, Baker Mayfield.
Right.
They kind of, he was turned down, they were turned down, and then kind of came back. So they're like, we got no choice. If we don't give him a fully guaranteed, he ain't coming here, right? Like that, like he had that kind of leverage, and they wanted to make a move. So they bit the bullet, and it happened. But I always thought that it should have been Patrick Mahomes. Chris, he had the real leverage at the time when he was at the top of his game, right? He was so young. They won a Super Bowl. He had already won an MVP. I mean, like, I was like, this is the guy.
Yeah, no doubt.
And the Chiefs can't deny him, Chris, had he said, I want a 5-year fully guaranteed. Because we saw Kurt Cousins get a 3-year fully guaranteed contract with the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
No way. Patrick Mahomes should have had the big fully guaranteed contract where he dictated the terms and maybe set a new day for NBA players because the best player, Chris, in the NFL got the best deal. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And I'm not so sure that because of the situation that Deshaun was in, Chris, that others will be able to get fully guaranteed contracts. I think this is like an outlier because of the situation.
I don't know. I think this could spark a trend just because other agents and players will be like, look, he got guaranteed money. Why can't I? He got guaranteed money coming off a year away from the game because of sexual harassment allegations. Why can't I? So I do think that guys will use this. You know, that's how it works, Rob. Precedent. You know, precedent is set. And then guys jump on it. So I think it could lead to other players getting guaranteed money, certainly star quarterbacks. But it's undeniable. You know, obviously I like Patrick Mahomes, but I don't think it was a good contract that he signed.
He didn't, Chris.
I mean, it was touted as $500 million, and it is. I mean, it's close to $500 million.
Right, right.
So that's good, and you know, all indications are he'll be around you know, that long. And so he will get that money. But I just don't think, one, he needed to sign for 12 years. I mean, because money's going to jump. Aaron Rodgers has already hit $50
million. Right.
That where do you think the money's going to be at in 5 years?
And he's locked in, Chris, where he can't get out of it.
Well, that's the thing. So one, I think the contract's too long. Two, they have outs, but it seems like he doesn't have many outs, if any outs, which I don't like either. Because in 4 years, if he say he's got another Super Bowl or two, and he's looking around and he's the 19th highest paid quarterback in the league, which could be very possible, then he's going to rightfully so want to opt out. And maybe the Chiefs would do right by him, but maybe they wouldn't.
But you don't know, right? You don't know
and
for
so
sure.
I don't like that either. I do like him being willing. You know, he didn't break the bank. He didn't take every last dollar, and I'm totally cool with that because he wanted to, you know, save some for them to be able to restock and go out and get good teammates that can help them win the Super Bowl. They just signed, Rob, I don't know if you saw it, Juju Smith-Schuster to bolster their receiving core. That'll be good. He's not a number one guy, but being a
he kind of faded in Pittsburgh, but you never know. He could be. He's still young, Chris. He's still young.
Yeah, and one of a group, I think he could be good there.
I got something I want to add. Yeah. Go ahead. Let me add this.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't have a problem with him taking less and to try to win more Super Bowls.
So this was a story in The Athletic, Chris, about that deal, and these were agents back then, right? Quote, "The deal was horrendous for all players moving forward. The kid essentially gave up free agency for his entire career. There are good but not star players who will make more over the first 3 years of their deals than Patrick Blanket Mahomes will make over the first 3 years. For Mahomes, it was at $63 million. How does an MVP and a Super Bowl-winning quarterback do worse and only 13% guaranteed? Absolute joke. Worst deal in the NFL in the last 20 years. That was one agent, Chris. Here's the second one. Quote, "Love the total numbers, hate the structure. In order for an NFL player compensation to shift closer to MLB and NBA, it will take players with real leverage to change the dynamic. No one has greater leverage than Mahomes. His agents missed a big opportunity to change the game. It's a big miss," end quote. Chris, you remember I said that. Like, he was supposed to be that guy because he had all the leverage. He was young. He had a Super Bowl and an MVP in his back pocket.
No, look, like I said, I can't defend the contract. I just hope to God he gets all his money. And I hope that the Chiefs have a heart and renegotiate.
Right.
I mean, real
point.
Talk. Like, because he's going to deserve more money. But where I do think that first agent was wrong, I think it's clearly been proven, it wasn't bad for all the other players. I mean, we're a year or two removed? And you see what Aaron Rodgers has done? You see what Deshaun Watson has done? So the players are fine. They just keep moving forward. He just missed an opportunity to kind of, you know, set the standard himself.
He could have been
He could have been the trendsetter. Josh Allen came after him, too, and got a great contract. So I think players are going to continue to get great contracts. Agents ultimately work for the player, Rob. I don't know how much of this was Mahomes just like, look, get it done. Or if it was just the agent making a mistake. But the big one, his agent, who's his agent? Is it Lee Steinberg?
Yeah, it is Lee Steinberg.
Steinberg's a good agent, so I wouldn't. It's just baffling.
But the years, though, was the thing. That he gave up his whole free agency. Like he could have been out there.
And he said he wanted security. You could have still got outs for yourself.
Right. And
if
there are
you
no
wanted
outs.
To sign for 12 years, get outs every 2 or 3 years.
And
right?
Instead,
and then you got security. If you want to stay, you don't have to touch it.
Kansas City has all the outs, though. Now, that's a weird contract that they can dump him at any point, you know, after a certain amount of years, Chris, and they can get out of the deal. That's what I didn't like about it either.
Yeah, he may have to, and I don't know if it's his personality, Rob, but he may have to, you know, really go play hardball to get a new contract. You know, like in the middle of that deal, he might have to
hold out, right?
Something like that.
Like if they win another Super Bowl right after that, say, I'm not playing for this.
Yeah.
Okay, we just won, and we need to redo this and change this. Otherwise, I'm not going to honor it. I'm grossly underpaid, and I'm one of the best players in the league.
Now, look, there are guys, and we've seen it, Rob. In fact, the two, you know, most people say the two GOATs. Tom Brady played for less money for most of his career. I mean, he's still obviously one of the handful of highest paid quarterbacks ever, but took less money, and he's got seven Super Bowls. Michael Jordan, Rob, underpaid the overwhelming majority of his career.
Yeah, but that was the league. The people weren't making that much money. I don't think Isaiah
Thomas.
Yeah,
but he wasn't a high paid, but he was the highest paid guy in the league.
David Stern made more. David Stern made more money than him at one point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and players who weren't obviously not nearly as good as him were making more money. So he was concerned about winning. And obviously he still was making money. He had Jordan brand and all that. But his last 2 years in Chicago is when he made a ton of money. But other than that, he was underpaid. So, you know, Patrick Mahomes isn't the first. There are some guys that are like, look, I'm comfortable. I'm making more money than I ever will be able to spend. And I just want to focus on winning. And so, you know, I'm not going to kill him, but I just think he missed an opportunity.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.